God created man in his own world, image. Many things have not been explained to us in church. That's why we are in church. Many of us misbehave. And sometimes you go to our churches, every year, the clergy are choosing what? Teams. One church, the team is go and make disciples of all nations. One team, making taking Christ for all, taking all the nations for Christ and this thing. It's all hypocrisy. I say it without, what's the appropriate term? Without hesitation. What team? We do all these things because we don't understand one statement in the Bible. We have it in the Old Testament. We have the same thing put in other ways, also in the New Testament. What is this statement? Let us create man in our own world, image. We are going to find the image of what? God. And that's why we don't understand the gospel too. If we understand the statement, let us create man in our own image, we will understand the word. What do we mean by the gospel? And Christ died for our sins, and Christ died for our sins. We don't understand it. And then we misbehave. We live ungodly lives at our workplaces, in public, in society, in family, in marriage, making life difficult for people. We are very religious. Nothing, little or nothing, bring glory to God in the way we conduct ourselves and behave. Genesis chapter 1, 26 and 27.
Genesis chapter 1, verses 26 and 27. And God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, and over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Exactly. The image of God. So what is that image of God? What is that image of God that he created man? And that was his purpose, to create man so that he will conform to his word, image. And it's, when you read that verse, we cannot have dominion over the earth because many of us, we've lost the image of what? God. So the purpose of the gospel that we preach is to bring us back into the conformity of the image of God that we have what? We have lost. So the question is, what is that image of what? God. Go to Romans also. We shall find the image of God.
Romans 8, 27 and 28. Mm-hmm. Romans 8, 28 and 29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose.
Those who are called according to his word. Purpose. Who, if we have the image of God, take note of that. We live for the purposes of what? God. In other ways, we live to do the will of what? God. You know David. Why God liked David? Acts 13, what? 22. Is it not Acts 13?
It's Acts
13. 13, 22. Read.
Acts 13:22. And when he had removed him.
How? Why God even replaced King Saul with David?
He raised up unto them David to be their king, to whom also he gave testimony and said, I have found David, the son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. Which
a man him. After my own heart. A man that possessed my word. Image, in other words. Mm-hmm.
Which shall fulfill all my will.
And he will do all the will of God. That is the image. That is an aspect of the word. Image. Go back. And Romans said, go back to the book of Romans. Read.
Romans 8:28-29. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Mm-hmm.
To them who are the called according to his purpose.
He called us according to his purpose, his will. That directed me to Acts 13:22. Why even he replaced King Saul with what? David. And David was a choice, God's choice, above that of what? Saul. And he's explained there that he knows that as for David, he will do all what? His own will. And a man after my own heart, that means a man who possesses my word. Image. Mm-hmm.
29.
Mm-hmm.
For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
Good. To the image of his word.
Son.
Is it Colossians or Ephesians? Call one of the epistles. He said he's the, I think Colossians 1, he's the
express
word.
Image
of the word. Of the Father. Talking about the Lord word.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus Christ. So we are still on God's word. Image. And we shall find the image. At least one has come out. When one possesses the image of God, one lives to pursue the will and the purpose of what? God. Go back to Acts 13:26. He said, we are looking for the image of God. So as the Spirit drops it, we go there straight. Acts 13, 36. Acts 13:36.
For David, after he has
the same David, after he has what?
Served his own generation.
Served his own generation.
By the will of God.
By the same will of God.
Fell on sleep.
Exactly.
And laid unto his fathers.
He died.
And saw corruption.
Exactly. He died. And he was buried. So the image of God, possessing the image of God, that means God created us to also serve our generation according to his word, his will. How come we are all in church and we don't even like to serve our generation? Some of us in church who are placed in the position to serve our generation are rather killing and destroying and making things difficult for our generation, making life difficult. And if you look at creation, God did not intend to make life difficult for what? Man. So he created this, he gave them to man to use for food. This gave them to man. And God saw that it was what? It was good. We go to church and we see mega mess. Go back to Romans. Did you finish reading?
Yes.
Those that he was. Read that portion again. Have you seen that of the epistle?
It's Hebrews.
It's rather Hebrews 1:3. Yes. Oh, fine. We shall go there.
Yes.
You see, we speak by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. We don't go and sit down and prepare a carefully prepared sermon that is devoid of inspiration and the Spirit of God. It does not accomplish anything for God. And then you can't. It sounds like. And then the Greek word is agape, filio, and eros, and this thing. You finish preaching and no image. It does not fortify and strengthen and consolidate the image that God expects to see in us. Mm-hmm.
Romans 8:29. For whom he did foreknow, he also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of his son.
Good, it's okay. The image of his son. Go to Hebrews. Then we go and now, after this foundation, we go and explore what is the image of God, this image. Uh-huh. So we can stop misbehaving and look for the image.
Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high.
Very good. So Jesus Christ is an epitome of the image of what? God. So now let's go straight into the image of God. And we were conformed. We were created or were born to conform to that same word, image. Let's go to John 4. He said, God is what? I need that verse.
John 4:24. God is a spirit. Mm-hmm. And they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth.
So when we talk of the image of God, God is what? That is number one. God is what?
Spirit.
If God is spirit, if God is what?
Spirit,
then when we are talking about or what the scriptures say about the image of God is about individual possessing the spirit of what? God, which is neglected in the 21st century gospel. So the most important thing in the gospel that we think we preach, but we don't understand, Christ died for our sins. Why should Christ die for our sins? Why should Christ lay down his life for me to receive forgiveness of what? Sin. Why should I be cleansed by faith in the blood of what? Jesus Christ. Do you know what John the Baptist said about Jesus Christ? He said he will baptize us with the word, Holy Spirit, and with what? Fire. The clergy don't understand. He will baptize us with fire. That means the Lord Jesus Christ will purify and sanctify. That is initiation into what? Purification in the sight of God. Just like Isaiah says, woe is me, I'm unclean man, living in the midst of unclean people. They pick the tongue from the altar of fire, touch his lips, say you are purged, your iniquity is what? Is taken away. And when you read Acts 3:26, the same thing is there, that God raised up Jesus Christ to bless us in turning us away from what? Iniquity. Is it not one of the Psalm? Is it cross check Psalm 35 also? He said, blessed is the man whose sins are forgiven. Cross check. Today I am preaching the gospel as well. This teaching will give us understanding of the gospel. Is it not Psalm 35? Blessed is man. Either 35 or 32, one of them. The introductory verse said, blessed is the man.
32.
Psalm 32. Great. He said what?
Psalm 32.
Uh-huh.
Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven.
Blessed is who whose transgression is what? Forgiven. And ask it.
Whose sin is covered?
Mm. Exactly. Why should Jesus Christ say, and can it be that I should gain an inch? Yeah. for me, who causes pain. Oh, thank you, Lord.
For me.
We thank God for Jesus Christ. Wait, let me go on with the teaching. Why should Christ come and die? Why is it referred to as a war, as the gospel? It's simply because, from what John the Baptist taught, it offers us two pivotal things. One, initiation into what? Purification, as I'm making reference to from Psalm 32 and Isaiah 6. Initiation into what? Purification for all who would believe. And there is a reason why he instituted the observation of the Lord's word, Supper, to do it in remembrance of what? Him, which is not historic remembrance. But that is not what I'm doing for today. Why? Purification, fire. Then, after we have been purified, what is the next thing? Initiation into the possession of the Spirit of what? God. That gives us the word, the image of God. Is this the gospel that is being preached to us? We are in a generation, the type of evangelism and gospel that we are doing is the hypocritical word. One, the one that brings you into church to pay tithe, collection, high frequency to church, pretending to be praying and worshiping God in the flesh and in lies. Matthew 23:15. That is the one we are doing. Jesus spoke about it. And we must repent. And we are in a church that many of our leaders are dry when we talk about the Holy Spirit. And they don't know the purpose for which God sent Jesus Christ. And they don't understand this image I'm talking about this morning. Because they themselves, they don't have it. They don't have the Spirit of God in them. They have the theology and the degrees and the collar around their neck. They don't have the Spirit. That's why they are sleeping with girls and embezzling church funds and kicking over God. Just the spirit of Eli and sons. But all they are doing is hypocritical word. Church and evangelism. Jesus spoke about it. Read.
Matthew.
Those who lie, they can be annoyed. Those who want to change, they can change.
Matthew 23:15.
Each one for himself, God for us all.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte.
Wait, travel overseas. Opening churches, branches, ministries, boasting about it. What is the nature of the people in the church? And even the clergy, the leadership, the top men with big, big titles, bishop, archbishop, and all those kind of things. What is the life that we are living? What kind of spirit do we have? That is the question. Are we doing the will of God? Do we even have the light to do the will of God? This is the point we are talking about. Are we serving our generation according to the will of God, or we are taking undue advantage of our generation with the name of God? Are we men of God, servant of God, or we are God, which made ourselves God of the men, and they are serving us, and we are demanding to be worshipped, and we are just taking undue advantage of church membership, the congregation of God? Read.
Woe unto you, scribes and Pharisees.
Woe.
Hypocrites. For ye compass sea and land to make one proselyte.
Outwardly, hypocrisy, in the sense of the way Jesus Christ used it, is where we portray externally to be religious, praying, fasting, going to church, giving offering, giving alms and charity and other things. But in all, we don't possess the spirit of world, God, and for that matter, the spirit of world, Christ, and our sins are not world, forgiven, and we are bound for world, hell. If we it continues like that, yeah.
And when he is made, ye make him twofold more the child of hell than yourselves.
We easily bring people to church. Many of the leadership qualify for hell. How many times? They qualify for hell already, and the people that they bring, the type of teaching, and then religion that is all human world doctrine. Isaiah 29:13. Some have they made themselves other God beside God, full of iniquity, using the church, church material, church resources to serve their personal interest. They will never take anything that is of God, and they have no delight in doing and performing the will of God. They are like King Saul. And Jesus prophesied about that. They themselves, they don't qualify for heaven. They don't have the spirit of God. And they bring you dry and never build the appetite for you to possess the spirit of what? God. And we wallow in sin, in church, outside, everywhere. And all they see is the world. People see the world, their religion. So Jesus said, the scripture says, in him was light. That light, that is John 1 word. Is it 3 or 4?
John
1:4. John 1:4. See, in him is what?
Life.
Life. Life is referring to the spirit of what? Yes. And that life is the light of what? And he said, it must shine to a Matthew 5:16, to a very high word. Extent. Romans 8:9. And from here I can put a stop to it.
Romans 8:9. But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
Good.
If so be
Look,
that
you are not in the flesh, you are in the spirit. This is the Apostle Paul, apostle call of God. He knows what the gospel is. He was called to preach the gospel. Look at his word. These are clergy, do they understand the gospel? They have theology, they don't understand the gospel. Read.
But ye are not in the flesh, but in the spirit.
In the spirit, one.
If so be that the spirit of
spirit,
God dwell in
two.
You.
The spirit of God, two.
Now, if any man have not the spirit of Christ.
The spirit of God is the same as the spirit of Christ. Three, because he came so that we can get access to do what? We'll get the, what do you call it? He will give us accessibility to the possession of this image of God, which is the possession of the spirit of God. Mm-hmm.
He is none of his.
Meet the average Christian, meet the average clergy. He lacks the spirit of what? Of God. This spirit, let's probe into few elements. I've spoken for 23 minutes, and 30 minutes will be okay. Let's probe into few elements of the spirit. This spirit, Hebrews 1:9. The Hebrews 1, the 3 talks about the image of what? Jesus Christ is the express image of what? God. Hebrews 1:9. What is some of the elements in the image?
Hebrews 1:9. Thou hast loved righteousness and hated iniquity.
Thank you. When we have the Spirit, we love what? Righteousness. Everything that we do in life, from eating to job, to sleeping, relating to our fellow human being, we consider the interest of what? God. And not our personal world. Interest. How many of us clergy, church leadership are more interested in what they will get with church than what God will get from what? Church. When Jesus went to church and they were giving offering, you know what he said? Jesus neglected all the big world, money, and he praised this poor world, widow's offering, which was not substantial. Jesus came to teach us quality of worship and not to not to serve his personal interest. This one, all they are interested in is fat world offering. This same our Lord Jesus Christ, Matthew 5:23, that's when you are going to church and you have your brother has something against you, leave the offering there. Don't even bother your head to offer and come and settle the issue with your brother before. They don't have this thing in their mouth because they don't have the image of what? God. And they are not determined to do the will of God in developing what? Godly what? Personality. Using preaching and the tools, the Bible. They are rather using the Bible to serve their personal what? Interest. And that is how come Malachi 3:10 is very popular in the 21st world century, because of iniquity in the clergy. Malachi 3:14. If they were, they had the image of God, 14 would have been stressed than 3:10. Malachi 3:14, what is there? God wants people who worship him, who conform, seek to be conformed to his image, develop appetite to possess, sustain, develop, retain, and maintain and update the spirit of Christ, and for that matter his spirit, so that we will live a godly life. That is the purpose for which Christ came, and serve our generation according to his will and not according to the lust in us. Yeah.
Malachi 3:14. Ye have said, it is vain to serve God.
Good.
And what profit is it that we have kept his ordinance, and that we have walked mournfully before the Lord of hosts?
Exactly. God rehearsed, called Moses, rehearsed miracle with him, sent him to war, Egypt, to release them from bondage, to come and worship him. Israel opened their mouth to tell God, worshiping God is Israeli war. Today, you know what the clergy are doing? They are using the church to worship themselves instead of God. You talk about it, they're angry because they don't fear God. And that's how come any church I go to, I rise into the position of officership, the clergy wants to drive me away, either directly or indirectly. If they don't change, they will regret at the wrong time. They will be sorry at the wrong time. It is my advice, it is my counsel, under the inspiration of God, that those who hear this and are not in the image of God will repent and begin to ask for God forgiveness and ask to be filled with the spirit of what? God. But I'm not in a position to do intercession for such group. But my concern is the membership who are being fed with wrong doctrines. Worshipping God. They say worshipping God is irrelevant. And Jesus said that God is looking for those who worship him in spirit, in the truth. We read Romans 8:9. People who possess the word, who are determined to worship with his image in word, in them, and are conforming to the image of Christ. That is it. Jesus loves what? Righteousness, and hates what? This one love iniquity. Their personal interest is paramount in doing church than what is the interest of what? God. That was what Saul did. God deposed him. He showed him his beginning, how he was nothing. And he got anointed and raised him, which many of our clergy don't know. And then decided to use the office God has given him to serve his personal word. Interest. God deposed him, destroyed him, and gave him a spirit of madness. He ended up committing suicide. Is that what we want? We better listen to inspired sermons and repent and develop this word, image, and godly word, personality. That is the purpose of preaching. To develop what? Godly personalities who have possessed this image of God out of ungodly word, personality. It's not doing something to represent something for somebody who is called clergy to take his mentally pay and just live comfortably on this earth. God did not establish the church to serve the interest of world man. He established it to serve his own personal world, his own divine world, interest and purposes. Let me end with Matthew 20, 25 to 28. I'm digging out from scripture the image of God that the clergy cannot talk about because they don't have it. God is spirit. We talk about image of God. We are talking about possession of a spirit that does not make you ordinary world, human world, being. And the possession of that spirit does not make you a miracle world worker. And doing signs and wonders, which they will use for submission, and God will disqualify them. It makes you personally live a godly life, and you use the giftings of God and the scripture, the church, everything also to develop more godly world, personal world, litis, and not a building of sophisticated structures, putting people in it, making name for yourself like those who build the Tower of Babel minus God, and with just the lips, honoring God with your lips, and your heart is far away, is mean the Spirit of God is not what? There. And it is easy, very easy, to through organizational skills to get things moving, get crowd, get religion moving, but in all, God is not what? God is not what? In it. It is possible to gain the whole world and lose your world. So, because you did not possess the image of what? God. Read.
Matthew 20:25-28. But Jesus called them unto him and said, ye know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them.
The image of God is what we use, as we are explaining here, to hold godly word, leadership. So leadership in church of God is different from leadership in world, our secular world. Well, and Jesus Christ is making the distinction. And then he will end by telling you his image when even it comes to world. The what do you call it? Leadership. He said it also in John 13. That you call me master, but I said, go to our churches, you see them, you see that these are the CEOs. But Jesus asked us to pray to the Father to send word, laborers. But these are clergy, they are CEOs. They've made themselves chief executive officers. Some of them are tyrants, driving people away from church by her left and right. Recently, I listened to one. He said, nobody can drive anybody from church. He was speaking from the flesh. And he was being hypocritical. He should read his Bible. John 9. Those days, the blind man, the parents were afraid if they acknowledged Jesus Christ and his works, they would drive them out of the world. Church. Today, they still want of the synagogue. Today, they still do it. That's why some of us are in the house. We are in the house. We are using technology. We are all here. We shall see who is God and who is an ordinary world, human being, posing to be what? God. We shall see their humiliation. And if you think I'm also bad, you will see my word, humiliation too. God will never leave anybody in suspense. So you read and let me conclude.
And they that our grace exercise authority upon them.
Yes.
But it shall not be so
among you. It shall not be so in the church of God. Church leadership is different from secular world leadership. And that is the image of God he's going to talk about.
But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister.
Exactly.
27. And whosoever will be chief among
let him be a let servant.
Him be your servant.
Let him be your servant. He did not miss words. And you look at even Genesis, and God created this, he created this, he created this, he created man, put it in, he said, use all of them for your world. Use all of them for what? Food. Is God even not a server? God even, that is God. God saved man. Even before he created what? Him. And we are in this world, we say we go to church, we don't even want to serve at our workplaces where we are paid. In church, we don't want to serve. Everywhere we go, iniquity, our personal interest first. And that's how we have messed up our world. Yes?
28. Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
Exactly. So that is part one. If God permits, I'm going to do part two, the image of what? God, so that we can see whether we are true worshipers in spirit and in truth, or we are hypocrites and liars. He who has ears, let him listen. Amen.